Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This week's episode, we have a self-proclaimed psychobabble superfan, the one and only Hannah Hart. We discuss buttery prom proposals, her being a stuntwoman and a Grace Helbig sexpert, Bill Nye versus Miss Frizzle, our plans to crash a meetup, and we ask Hannah the most intimate interview question yet. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's psychobabble. Corey!
Good morning, Tyler.
What's up?
All of the things are up. I hate your what's up.
I know. I'm Sarles the clown.
Every time you're like, what's up? And I'm like, yo, we're in the studio. We're recording Psychobabble.
Now, you are wearing...
Happy Whale Gray.
Happy Whale Gray today. What am I wearing?
That's like a... The bruise underneath a toenail.
Yes. I would say it's Oakmus Maroon, where I came from. It's the school colors.
Wow. I like a toenail bruise.
But toenail bruise feels good to me.
Yeah.
Feels good. Wait, have you ever bruised your toenail?
I've lost a toenail.
So have I. Once I was picking my toenails, you know how I do.
It's
one of my nervous talents. Talents? Habits.
America's Got Talent.
And I just picked it right off. And I had 9 toenails that day.
And then you ate it?
And then I didn't eat it. No, because I'm afraid that it's going to scrape all the way down and all the way out. And you know when it scrapes all the way out.
Yep.
Speaking of which, we have a very special guest who scrapes all the way out herself.
She scraped all the way out from the east side of the city to get here?
No, she scraped all the way from London to get here.
That's east.
She was just in London. Wait, it's anywhere's east if you think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. We have Hannah Hart in the studio. Hi,
Yay,
Hannah.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hannah.
Tyler.
What's up?
Not much. I'm pretty grossed out right now about this whole toenail discussion that just happened.
You just sat here and listened to the whole... This is what happens on Psychobabble.
Well, I am I don't know if you psycho babies out there know this, but I am a rabid Psychobabble fangirl.
I will say, you always text me and you mention
like
things that I'm like,
behind.
Did I ever say anything about that in my entire life? And it's like a Psychobabble thing.
Hashtag gargle gargle.
Oh my God, we have a fanalo in the house.
Yeah, come on. It's a great podcast. I love it.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
We didn't even pay you to say that.
No, you didn't.
Well.
You haven't paid me to do anything.
Well. I'm just hitting notes with my word well.
I was like, should we just ask you if you've ever lost a toenail?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Have you? Well, tell us a story.
No, but I have a baby picture from when I was really young that is me eating my toenails, like just putting my foot in my mouth.
Because
apparently
hot.
When I was a kid, I just stuck my foot in my mouth all the time.
When was the last time you had a foot in your mouth?
Oof. I mean, it's been a long night. Weekend day for me.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
No.
Have you ever sucked a toe?
You know
what's up?
Have I ever sucked a toe? Yeah.
I have video on my phone of somebody sucking my toe. One of our friends.
I was not there. I had already run home.
But I think it was one of those like really drunk nights, and I texted you that video. I was like, look what's happening. You're not here.
And I had like run home from your
apartment. Wait, Hannah, you were there that night.
Yeah. I was there because I remember this was after everybody went into the other room and then everybody came out looking horrified.
Was that the night of the fire?
That was the night of the fire!
Oh my God. Remember when I had a fire at my apartment?
Yeah, remember?
I hope my landlord doesn't listen to this.
Oh, I know. We went into Tyler's. Okay, so here's what happened, guys.
What happened?
We were having a party on National Coming Out Day, just loving each other. And Tyler and I suddenly smell smoke and we go on a little search. Well, rather, I smell smoke and drug Tyler. Like,
I was like, who's cooking pizza?
Who's cooking carpet? Do we go?
Yo, that's a lesbian thing, I think. Hannah, can you confirm?
I can. That carpet's on fire. Oh, God. Just get that checked.
Yikesicles.
So we go into Tyler's bedroom, and a candle had burnt down.
A candle exploded.
It was bad.
On my copy of The Five People You Meet in Heaven.
Yeah.
I think the devil was at work that night.
Now, do you believe in the devil?
I believe in...
deviled eggs.
That's exactly God, you can't.
Have you ever made deviled eggs on MDK?
I haven't, but now I think I will. You know what's going to be on MDK this week?
What?
Our taco potatoes.
Oh, my God. What perfect timing.
I know. Well, not this week, but the week that we recorded this.
Well, great.
Can I tell you...
I can. You know what? I can put it up. I can put it up when it goes up.
You can put it up.
I can put it up.
Can I tell you how those potato tacos changed Tyler's life?
Did they?
We spent the weekend after you guys filmed that with him telling us that he thought potatoes were beans.
Listen, no, because look at the shapes. A bean and a potato.
We were like, your foot is a bean?
Sometimes.
Good question.
When I broke my foot, I thought my foot was a bean. Lima.
A lima.
A lima bean.
I feel like a rapper. You know how they say, like, yeah. I'm that type of bean. Lima.
I do know exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I've heard that rap.
Yeah. Those taco potatoes were delicious. Can you confirm or deny?
They were spicy.
Yeah.
What kind of potato?
Lima.
Nope.
Well, that's a bean.
It was a regular, good old-fashioned golden brown or whatever potato.
Golden or brown Yucatan.
Yucatan? Is that what it is?
I think
you can tan. You could use a tan.
Honestly, he could.
I look great.
You do
I'm
look great.
Darker than both of you.
Well, I'm also translucent. Speaking of pale people like myself, you just got back from London.
I did.
Is that why you're so pale?
It is why I'm so pale. But
have you seen that one viral video where she goes, I'm so pale?
I don't think it's a viral video. I think it's a sentence.
It's two radio. I mean, TV hosts, and they don't know that they're live. And she's looking at herself in the like screen, and she goes, I'm so pale.
Oh, my God.
And then her friend is like, we're live.
And she's like, well, I am. It's still true, even if we're live.
Yeah. No lies detected. So what did you do in London? What's going on?
I found myself.
Ew.
I went to London, and I had a great time. I went, and I hung out with my, like, big sister soulmate figure. And I read two amazing books while I was there. One on Becoming Fearless by Arianna Huffington. And
oh, I have that book.
It's really good. You should
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah.
And then Happiness by Design, which talks about—
I saw you were reading that. You tweeted it.
And I Tumblr'd it.
Oh, well,
did you Snapchat it? Because I always am up on your Snap story.
Are you all up on my Snap?
Yeah.
My Snaps are fun.
It's good. Good. I always have to turn the volume back on my phone because it's never on.
You know what they call it when you put Snapchat on your head and wear it as a hat?
Hat chat.
Snap hat.
I like how, you know, Corey says snap back and you literally say hat chat.
Wait, but which one's the answer?
Snoot-choot.
Snoochoo.
Wait, I saw you tweeting something about Tumblr.
Are we all obsessed with each other?
I guess.
We kind of are. Yeah, no, Tumblr. What if it was called Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram?
Well, that's all we have for Hannah Hart today. She's trash.
I'm out.
Speaking of out, when did you come out?
I came out, I guess I came out over the course of like 4 years.
Right.
I think I fell in
love. It's a process.
It just got so deep.
I know.
So quick.
Speaking of coming out.
From Snoot Choots to coming out.
From Snoot Choots to Snoot Coots.
The exclusive Hannah's part.
Can you say Cooter?
We can say anything.
Listen, they gave us an explicit warning for a reason.
We get marked as explicit.
Oh, you get marked as explicit?
I don't know why.
I cannot. Let's talk about sex, baby.
When was the last time you ate ass? Oh, my God. Don't answer that. The face you just gave me. Oh, my God. I gotta go. What's your Starbucks drink of choice?
Dirty Oprah Chai.
I was curious when you sent me that this morning.
It's a dessert. To me, okay, so look.
What's in it?
I don't eat a lot of sweets, et cetera. So a chai tea that I find incredibly sweet from Starbucks, but this has a shot of espresso in it, and it's the Oprah chai, which is less sweet. And it's really good.
Oh, it's Oprah's drink.
You can take a sip.
I wouldn't advise that. I'm sniffly today.
You're sniffly today.
I'm currently, I stole these tissues. Do you buy tissues? I didn't know people actually did that.
I bought them for my car for fools like you.
Excuse me.
Fools?
I'm living.
You're a fool.
I'm living my cycle baby's dream right now. And I would just like to say that I love when Tyler presents a question like it's the most sincere, serious thing. And he goes, do you buy tissues?
Do you? Well, answer the fucking question.
No, I use
don't
toilet
beat
paper.
Around my bush.
I don't use toilet. Do you? Who buys tissues?
Well, listen, I have a box for my car. I have a box for my house. That's what happens when you turn 30.
And you said you masturbated everywhere.
Whoa. Also, who uses tissues to clean up? I gotta go. What? These are puffs, ultra strong and soft. And I've gotta say, they are.
Hold he on. Goes. He goes, these are so
rub
soft.
It against your
how
nose.
Much did you spend on
honestly,
these?
I was like, Corey is very not soft. On a budget.
This is not, very soft.
I could rub it anywhere. I'm literally, I didn't mean to waste a tissue. I just
well,
wanted to demonstrate.
Well, I'm billing you for that box.
I'll pay you for this box. It's great. It's a great box.
Are these one of those tissues that come with like aloe and stuff?
There's no lotion.
No. No. That lotion ones are horrible.
We need to get back on topic.
Okay, sorry. So I came, my coming out journey was long and painful process. No.
Did you use a lot of tissues to dab the tears?
I did. I used a lot of tissues and a lot of layers of denial. I don't know about what – I know exactly what it was like for you, but I don't know what it was like for you, Corey. But like,
I think you guys had kind of similar timelines.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a process. I started telling people when I was in college, my second year. And then I told my parents when I graduated college, and I thought they both knew, and they apparently didn't, which was weird. But they didn't care.
Oh, no.
But I
was
like,
okay. From
the
moment I met you, I knew.
Well, you also were like, who's that gay?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, exactly.
Listen.
Not to say that it was my place to know, because I feel like it's your place to say, not my place to assume.
Oh, that's right.
But I was just Assumeville, USA, because I was like, who's that boy?
Who's that lady?
You know what I think gaydar is? I think it's eye contact. I think that's
well,
what
Corey
gaydar
and I
is.
Did have definite eye contact. We had thigh contact. No.
Have you guys ever? You did not.
No, ew, we've never even touched.
Okay.
Once we hugged 6 years ago.
Well, have you guys, you know what I want? Yeah, I have a challenge for you. I think you guys should do the 4 minutes of eye contact in silence challenge.
I want to do that.
I want to do that too.
But I heard you fall in love.
Well, I was trying to do it too. Tyler, I think you and I should look into each other's eyes for 4 minutes, and then we'll just merge into one.
I would only do it if I could see the reflection of myself in your eyes.
I do
so
see
I could spend 4 minutes looking at myself.
You're like, we need her to wear some glasses when he's doing this.
Very reflective.
Oh.
Is it 4 minutes or 6 minutes?
4 minutes.
I'm pretty sure it's an hour.
It's 4 minutes.
Let's spend an hour.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the 4 minute
do
eye
it.
Contact challenge.
You should. 4 minutes of eye contact challenge in silence. You
isn't
can't
that
talk
something,
yeah.
And you can't touch.
Isn't that something that one performance artist did? What's her name?
Oh, yeah. No,
that
I remember
woman
that.
And her like boyfriend of
yeah, the
years.
Reunited.
No, it was a Tumblr post.
And a single
you
tear.
Saw it on my blog.
I saw it on the internet, which is
you're
basic.
Obsessed with TylerOakley.tumblr.com.
I don't even follow it.
What
is that?
It's the internet's hotspot.
I follow Corey's Tumblr, but it's mostly just pictures of bearded men.
Listen, I've
branched
out.
And then you're just like,
out.
Hashtag yum.
Yeah, it's woof.
Ew, you
mother
do,
may
yeah,
I.
Yeah, you do.
Just like,
my mother may I tag is wonderful.
Hannah, how would you describe your Tumblr?
Eclectic.
Ew.
Eclectic. I would describe my Tumblr as a festival oscillating wildly between self-help and just hilarity.
Well, you know when you're on Tumblr, you never really know whose post it is. And, like, it's just in the feed.
Yeah.
But I know when it's yours because I'll see stuff about Have a Heart Day.
Aww.
And I'm like, that's what Hannah's up to.
It's true. Have a Heart Day's the best. I will say this. So I recently got into doing text posts that are, like, the chats. And so I did one. That was like after coming.
Oh my God. Mom explores the internet.
Mom
chapter
does
one.
The internet. No, I did one that was like after coming out. Your straight friend says, oh, how did
oh,
you
I
know
saw
you were
that.
Gay?
Yes. Did you write that post?
I wrote that.
Oh my God.
I saw that on my post, but I didn't know you wrote it. And I think someone
that.
Else reblogged it.
You know
it.
What I liked that you did in the tags of that?
Mm.
I sound like a.
Now you're
crazy
the who's
stalker.
The fat girl now.
You had LGBTQ plus, because I feel like there's a lot of people that don't fall into LGBT or LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
And I always make the mistake because I always like I grew up saying just LGBT. And
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of people that fall under the Q of queer
mm-hmm.
or
a.
the extra Q of questioning or mm-hmm. A of asexual or some people include another A for ally and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Or I for intersex.
People. I for intersex. There's a lot of letters that don't fall into the LGBT spectrum, and I feel like you're very inclusive on that.
Yeah, I just did LGBT club plus. But people don't know what the text post is, so let me say it to them.
Okay, right.
Tell them. Sorry, yeah.
All right, so it just said, after coming out, your straight friend says, oh, how did you know where you're gay? If you're gay? Your questioning friend says, oh, how did you know you were gay?
Because I read it just like that because you articulated it.
And that's
well
a dead giveaway. You can always tell someone's questioning because they're like, huh. But how did you like know?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how did you know?
I fell in love.
That was
really?
The moment.
Are you being sincere?
Oh, yeah. I fell. It was bad, guys. It was not good. I was straight Hannah being like, I'm conservative and also homophobic and I could certainly never be gay. Ha ha. That's disgusting. Like, that's who I was. I was like a homophobic person mm-hmm. because I was a homosexual person. Mm-hmm. And I sat down in my Japanese lit class and this girl sat behind me and she was like, oh, I like your jacket. And I like,
and then you turned around and you were heart eyes emoji.
Literally, I turned around and I fell in love. I know. And the thing is that looking back, obviously I had crushes on all my friends in high school because I would hang
really?
Out. I would hang out with these people that like were very attractive. And I was like,
but you just didn't know how that was labeled.
I had no idea. I was like, no, I just enjoy spending time with her because she just is so pretty and smells nice. There's what? We're friends. Am I real
That's
friends?
The reason I hang out with you. Do I love you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, I fell in love and that was it. And then love gave me the strength to get over denial and enter into acceptance.
That's like deep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like put that in a Tumblr post.
Ew, and tag it Woof.
Woof.
I will tag it Woof.
Mother may I go deep.
Yeah. Okay, so for the people that don't know you, I'm sure a lot of people do. You are a queen of the internet, I would say. But how did you get into what you do now of My Drunk Kitchen?
Well, in 2011, I was working as a translator, actually proofreading at a translation firm in New York. And I just moved from San Francisco and all my old San Francisco friends missed me. And one friend in particular was like super depressed. And so we were chatting on GChat, like video chat, which was brand new to me. I'd just gotten this laptop with a webcam from my sister for Christmas. And she was like, oh man, dude, I miss when you would like get drunk and cook, man. And I was like, dude, I'll make a drunk kitchen video for you right now. And I literally filmed the video in photo booth. Imported it into iMovie, cut it up, and sent it to her and called it My Drunk Kitchen. There was nothing in the description. It was just My Drunk Kitchen.
Wow.
Yeah. And then...
What if you had named it Video?
I don't think...
It wouldn't have taken off. It wouldn't have become a thing.
Literally, dude. Literally, yeah.
Wow.
And then I had no idea what was happening. And it was 2011, right? So not that many
people... It went viral.
It went viral.
That first video. And not many people have something like that. And when they do, I have found that they don't really know what to do with it. And they're kind of overwhelmed with it. And then they try to carry that on and it doesn't really translate into something like a series. But you have really translated that not only into a series on YouTube, but also into a book.
Oh, yeah. It's a book. And I like how you said translate because I was a translator.
I know.
You're so cute. Yeah, it's a book now. My Drunk Kitchen, A Guide to Eating, Drinking, and Going with Your Gut.
And you're a best-selling author. New York Times.
I am a best-selling author. Wow. And I'll never forget when I gave Tyler his copy of the book, he started reading it and he started laughing and he was like, oh, my God. Did you write this?
Well, listen, I mean.
Like, yeah, dude.
There are some people that don't write books.
And that's fine, you know, as long as they're open about it.
I'm sipping my tea right now.
Ah, oh, don't spill it.
Spill it.
So you wrote your book. It's incredible. It is, when you read it, it sounds exactly like hearing you talk to me. Which
and
I,
it smells
which I
just like you, too.
I wish the books came in smell-o-vision.
There's scratch and sniff, babe.
Oh, that's a missed opportunity.
Oh my gosh.
Missed
your cookbook,
M-I-S-T.
Scratch and Sniff.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Just a re-release, special edition.
Okay, special edition, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh my God. Wait, really though?
No, wait, really? I'm going to do a pamphlet. Wait, really? Okay, I'm writing it down.
Write it down.
Save it.
So now that you're a New York Times bestselling author with My Drunk Kitchen, when's your next book?
Well, I'm actually working on my second book right now.
Wait, is that an exclue?
It's an exclue. I have not talked about it. I'm working on my second book right now. I read my horoscope the other day, and it said...
Wait, what are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, I love Scorpios.
Obviously. Well, what are you, Corey?
Pisces. We get along.
I love Pisces.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're friends.
My best friend in London is a Pisces.
Well.
Yeah, she's got a tattoo of a Pisces on her lower back.
I love her.
Yeah, you should. And then...
look at that angry Aries sitting in the corner.
You That's are an me. Aries.
Bye.
So, I'm so Aries.
Are you a fire sign?
He is.
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about anything.
You know what makes fire and water?
Mist?
Steam?
Is steam or something?
It's
been a few years in science. It could be a plasma, actually. I don't know.
As far as
I can tell. Is this a trick question? Chlorine.
Yes. NaCl?
Do you?
Sodium chloride.
Yeah.
Science rocks.
How do you feel about Bill Nye?
Very strongly.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, he is the science guy.
Yeah.
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 But I kind of wish he would go
away. Who do
away.
You prefer, Bill Nye or Miss Frizzle?
Miss Frizzle.
Okay.
From yeah. Magic School Bus?
Obviously.
I mean.
I've always wanted to be here for Halloween.
Done. I'm so.
What do you mean done? Are you making the costume?
I'll be the iguana.
I don't need a
couple's costume.
Couple's costume.
I'll be the bus.
If I'm not getting laid, you're not my couple's costume. Wait, you can be
the bus.
The bus.
He's yeah, the yeah. bus. Yeah, he's the magic school bus. Everybody gets a ride.
Do you know the theme song to that song?
Come on, the magic school bus.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
It?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, you guys, I'm great at Trivial Pursuit.
So you're not just a YouTuber, you're not just a best-selling author, but you're also a superhero.
Oh. Well, I mean, I will be a superhero.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully.
Tell us about it, Hannah Hart.
Well, so.
I don't know what to say.
Hannah Hart. A friend of mine, Hannibal, and I, a couple years ago, brought an idea to Legendary, which is a reboot of an old 70s series called Electro Woman and Dyna Girl. Mm-hmm. And we actually presented the idea to Grace first because I really wanted to do it with Grace. That's the exclude right there.
Wow, that sentence.
That sentence.
I really wanted to do it with Grace.
I could never have
Take that out of context, and it's.
Run with it.
Run with it. Will.
You will have sex with Grace? With
I think I, if she was consenting.
What's Aww. Her sign?
Yeah, what is she?
Oh, she's a Libra.
Ooh. You're a Libra, darling.
It's ironic, though, because Libras are all about, like, balance.
She's so unbalanced.
How is her balance? Can she do the, like,
she
beam?
She falls out all the time. Oh, but she was in gymnastics for a bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Neat.
She's a beautiful and wonderful girl. I will say.
I'm so glad we have our resident Grace Helbig expert here in the studio today.
I am a Grace Helbig expert.
Would you call yourself a sexpert on her? Gotta go. Electro Woman and Dyna Girl.
Back
Tell
to
us
this
about
Dyna.
It.
Tell us about Dyna Girl.
Dyna Girl. Electro
Woman. Which one are you?
I'm Dyna Girl. Mm. I'm the sidekick one. Well, actually, we're partners, and there's a really great scene in it where Grace says, she's my partner, and I couldn't. It was really fun to film, guys. There's a lot of good stuff coming.
Sounds like a hit.
It's a hit. No, but it's Legendary. What's exciting about this is that it's Legendary's first female superheroes, and it's a female-led it's a female-led show without making it about the fact that they're women. Normally, right. when you have, like, these, like, minority characters or, like, female characters, it's, like, about the fact, like, oh, they are gay. That's the center of the story or whatever.
They're now, not when gay. You were
You're
making
just superheroes.
This,
we're just superheroes. We're just superheroes.
When you were making this, were you conscious of the atmosphere for female superheroes where they have to be, like, looking from behind so that you see their ass on the fucking cover?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the typical, stereotypical superhero female. How men create female superheroes. Superheroes.
Grace and I were adamant in our battle against sexism.
Good.
Like, adamant. I mean,
is that who the enemy was in the little...
I mean.
So we...
that is the villain.
Down to the costumes. We had a really strong... We, you know, with the director and with the costume designer themselves, we participated in designing it because we were like, look, high heels don't make any sense. They're never going to run in high heels. We need boots, you know? Look, they need to be, like, covered from head to toe. And it's not about being sexy. It's about being practical.
It's about saving the world.
Saving the goddamn world. Saving the goddamn world.
Wow.
Yeah, so look forward to it. It'll be coming out at some point on somewhere.
I saw a lot of like rolling around on the ground on your Snap story.
I did stunts.
I saw. I was like, what is she up to?
I did stunts.
Now,
like tuck and roll.
Mm-hmm. I follow a Tumblr that reposts all of your Snap stories in case I missed them.
So you found my Tumblr.
Yeah. And you were
Mother
actually
man.
Getting into it.
Like, Snapchat?
It's impressive.
I'm big time into Snapchat.
She knows how to commit to a role.
No, I'm talking about like your stunts.
Both a character role and a role on the ground.
Look, and a physical role with butter.
It's
truly.
Tyler, if there's anything you need to know about me, is that I commit. And so
wait, speaking of butter, I need to tell you a story.
Oh, God.
The other day I was eating
story.
A piece of bread. We were at a thing that was catered. And I was like, ooh, they got bread and cheese.
You
and,
are a cheap date, Tyler Oakley.
Listen. And so I was making a plate. You know how I do.
It gets better. Listen to this.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this cheese looks so good. So I take a piece of bread. And I smother it with this thick, creamy cheese and, like, this strawberry jam. And I'm eating it. And I'm like, oh, my God, Corey, this cheese has never been smoother.
Oh,
it's so good. It's so thick and oh, my God.
Cheesy.
Cheesy. Well, it wasn't cheesy. It was smooth. It was really smooth and creamy. And Corey goes, and after I eat the entire stick of cheese.
Oh, my God.
Corey goes, that was butter.
Oh, my God. No.
That's my smart friend, Tyler Oakley.
Wait. Would you say it got butter?
It didn't get butter because the whole day I was just like, I just
worse.
Ate a
he
stick
took
of butter.
Like a wedge of it thinking it was like a chunk of cheese.
Like, you know how you would just eat a big chunk of cheese like yum, 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 yum.
Tyler.
And then there I was.
Eating butter.
Eating a stick of butter.
You know, what happened to my sister, except it was like, you remember those like country crock margarine
things? Yes, yes,
when my sister was really little, she ate it like it was ice cream because she didn't know.
My little brother did the same thing.
Really?
He would like dip his fingers in it and just like eat it.
Yeah, that's what my sister did. She thought it was like, she just ate it.
I asked a girl to prom by burying a thing in a tub of butter.
Burying a what? A baby's breath corsage.
No, a note that in the bottom of the bucket of butter, and it said, "My life would be butter if you went to prom with me." And I put it on the front step, the big tub of butter, and a spoon, and I said, "Get digging."
Oh my
and
god!
And then she found the note, and she said yes.
Life in the Midwest continues to amaze me.
My life would be butter.
Oh my god! In California, I did that, except it was at the bottom of a bowl of guacamole.
What did you call me?
What was at the bottom?
A note about prom.
To a boy or a girl?
Oh, I went to all... I didn't come out till I was 20.
Oh, okay.
So it was all boys all the time.
So you're not just a hero when you're acting. You're also a hero in real life, Hannah.
Oh, time.
With Have a Heart Day. Can we talk about Have a Heart Day? Because I think it's one of the coolest things any YouTuber has ever done.
Oh, that's amazing.
It has lasting impact.
Thank you. That's awesome. But you know what? I feel bad because Have a Heart Day isn't something I'm doing every day.
I know. But you're helping organize and bring people together. I get that it's part of the community. It's like not just you. But I'm just saying, you helped make it happen, and it's you know, a thing that's happening.
It is a thing that's happening. So for those of you that don't know, Have a Heart Day is a, you know, if you're a member of the heterosexual community or any community, you can get together with like-minded people and go volunteer somewhere. And the idea is basically that an act of service in help of another is actually kind of an act of service in help of yourself. I know that everyone who's gone and volunteered has a better day that day, you know, and they have a better weekend that weekend.
100%, yeah.
Because sometimes just doing something for somebody else or getting out of your own negative headspace just feels so good. So anyway, it started in 2013 with the tour where I went around the country volunteering at food banks in 22 cities. And then after I left, certain cities just kept going and they kept organizing their monthly Have a Heart Day. And so in December of 2014, we launched an international Have a Heart Day. We had 5 countries participating.
Wow.
And as of today, as of April, whatever today is, in this month, we have the most events we've ever had. 25 cities in 6 countries participating in it. And these are all organized by the community.
I love it that it's people that want to do good. And there's captains in each city, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, to be a city captain is actually like a bit of an approval process.
Right. Anybody can do it. You have to be committed.
You have to be committed. And there's also kind of like a motto, not motto, but like an oath kind of have to take of the type of person you're striving to be.
I like this.
Yeah. So to be a city captain is a big deal because think about it. You're going to have 10 people show up at an event and it's your job to make that event fun and be like the glue that holds it together.
Right.
And it's scary because people can think to themselves, oh, I'm not a leader, therefore I wouldn't be a captain. But they actually discovered those elements of themselves in those moments.
That's so cool.
And it's wonderful. We do a monthly hangout on Google Chat where
captains.
We check in. Yeah. Cool. And we talk about, you know, stuff.
And captains. You don't just have to be a captain, though. You can also just come to events and participate with all of your friends and bring your friends along, kind of create your own community in your own little posse.
Exactly. And you can find it at Facebook.
I was going to say, how can people find it? Yeah.
People can find it at facebook.com/haveaheartdayofficial. And it's heart, H-A-R-T. So facebook.com/haveaheartdayofficial. You'll see the event pages there. And if you don't see an event in your city, then contact Helen, our lead volunteer coordinator, and she'll, you know, talk about getting one organized.
That is so cool.
It's so great.
I've always said to you, I've wanted to like crash one.
Yeah.
Cause I follow one of your fan blogs on Tumblr. And
is it the one that posts all the snap
stories? No, different. I follow every Hannah Hart fan blog.
You are the fan. Stop saying you follow them.
I am the fan blog. No, one of them is like Have a Heart Day updates. Mm. And I love seeing like the crews because sometimes it's like 30 people. Sometimes it's 5 people. Sometimes it's like way more people. And it's cool to see that no matter how many people show up, they're doing, and they always say how much like work they did or how many like people they fed or things like that. And it's like, oh my God, the impact that people can have in their own community.
So actually, have-a-heart-day.tumblr.com is
so have a heart day, but with dashes in between each word.
Wow, you're so good at this.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yep. That's the official Tumblr where it has lists of city captains, their blogs, and the list of events. And it's really.
I'm scrolling through it right now, and it's so cool. Here's one in
Singapore.
Here's one in Seattle.
We have one in Manila coming up.
Like, so cool. I say, Hannah, can we crash one?
Yeah.
Okay, We're going to crash one someday.
Perfect.
They will never know that we're actually coming. We're just going to show up.
Oh, my God.
Sounds amazing. It's happening.
I'm you wanna so come, excited. Cora, come.
Okay, good.
Done. We're doing it. Done. It's happening.
Now, you know what we should wear when we crash it?
What?
Some of your incredible new merch.
Damn. Tyler, this is why you're the king of the internet. Look
Listen,
at your subtle,
I can transition
smooth.
To a nice promo any day.
Yeah.
Slip it right
Tell
in.
Us about your merch. What do you got?
Well, okay, cool. My merch.
You That's me. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. You can find it at dftba.com/Hannah.
Uh-huh.
And the merch is, you know, we came up with some new merch around the idea of reckless optimism, which is something that the community kind of practices, which mm-hmm. is the idea that you can be totally aware of circumstances and the odds being stacked against you and you can be a practical person and still choose optimism.
And you gave me one of your new shirts and it's so cute and I love it. So everyone go to dftba.com/Hannah, get your merch. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on the internet at youtube.com/Harto. That's H-A-R-T-O. At twitter.com/Harto. And
everywhere in between. I feel like you're literally on everything, especially Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes like this. YouTube is Harto. Twitter, Harto. Instagram is my Harto. Snapchat is Harto.
You.
H-A-R-T-O-O-O-O.
Confusing.
It is confusing. Somebody
unfollowable.
No. That's how we're going to end
gotta
it.
Gotta say, tag and drag.
Unfollowable.
Well, thank you for joining us. You know you're one of my favorites.
I know.
And we have a My Drunk Kitchen coming out soon.
Yes, we do.
Or it might already be out. Listen, just go subscribe and you'll find it someday. Corey, where can people find you?
I'm Corey Cool on the internet everywhere. K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H-L.
And I am Tyler Oakley. And if you want to subscribe to Psychobabble, Hannah, why should they do it?
Because it's my favorite show. I literally listen to it all the time.
Wow.
I listen to it just to hear you guys.
How easy is it to subscribe?
Subscribe?
Huh?
Subscribe?
Yeah. Did I have a lisp?
No, you did. No,
calm down. Wow. Tagged and dragged.
It's so, you know, I subscribe to Psychobabble because it's so easy to. All you gotta do is click that button, subscribe.
Oh my god.
One little click.
It's just a one little click.
Just one little click.
It's the easiest
and it's a cool click.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Hannah, good luck with your life.
Thanks, Ty.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.